All right, do we have Doc Ramirez? Oh, we do. All right, so tonight's injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Group with Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care. Hello, Doc. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Well, we're doing good, mainly because on account of I'm sitting here with Marcus Wheaton, and he's coming off of the injuries, but other guys got injured yesterday.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, tell me. You, of course, you're an expert on all this stuff because you're like a doctor, okay? You're not Dr. Vinny Boombots, but, you know, you're a doctor, right?
Right, right. Or at least I play one on TV. That's right.
I love it.
That's all right, close enough.
Close enough. Okay, Robert Golden got a hamstring problem. Now, Doc, I ask you, how severe and what gradients do you use to judge a hamstring injury?
So there's three main grades of hamstring injuries. You can have a grade one, which is more of a mild injury where you have pain and you don't necessarily have loss of weakness. And the tendon can be pulled versus maybe partially torn. Grade two is more of a partial tear where not only do you have pain, but you also experience some weakness. And those folks have more of a tear of that tendon or the junction between the tendon and the muscle up right near its insertion up by the butt there in the buttock region. And grade three is a more severe injury where you can actually at times tear that hamstring off of the bone and get a little avulsion of the hamstring. Most injuries are grades one or two.
So with the grade one, is it possible to play the next week, the following week?
Oh, that's a great question. It depends on who you are. These athletes at the professional level, I would say they push them to the point that yes. Most people, when I take care of acute hamstring injuries in high school and collegiate athletes, it may be more than a week. Typically, grade one is anywhere, it's a couple, 2-3 weeks, maybe out to 4 weeks at the latest. At the professional level, they're doing all these interesting things now to try to expedite healing. And one of them is they'll do biologics or regenerative medicine where they draw your blood and then spin it out, give you your own blood products back, and that can accelerate healing by about a week. And at the professional level, a week is a world of time, right? So if you can
Absolutely.
Get them back a week sooner, you do whatever you need to.
All right, Dr. Jose, what you got a centrifuge? You take blood out, you spin around. What's that do for making your hammy feel better?
That's a great question. So when you spin it out, it separates into layers, and you can take the platelet layer, and the platelets are involved in all the phases of healing. So then the platelets, you inject them right back into or around the area of the injury, and that stimulates the area to heal and heal more quickly. It's a treatment that science is still emerging, and scientific literature is improving on this subject, but it's been used quite successfully in the world of sports medicine. Sometimes overused, but with some good success.
Now, is that called a TCP? Is that the same thing as a TCP? Is that what it's called?
No, it's a PRP, platelet-rich
PRP.
Plasma.
There we go, PRP. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so now when it comes to a grade two, is that more of a 8 week?
Yeah, you're looking at 6 to 8 weeks, maybe 4 to 6. You can also do the platelets on that, and that's the work the trainer's putting in with them. The problem with these injuries is right after the injury, the muscle tends to shut down, and so that trainer has to try to get that athlete activating that muscle again, so that it recovers more quickly. When you're dealing with grade two, you've lost some strength, and you have to slowly incorporate a lot of strengthening so that they can get back more quickly and regain that strength.
We are talking to Dr. Jose Ramirez del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care with the Orthopedic Group. So, Doc, I hear that German potato salad is great for grade two hammies. What do you say?
If you ask Wolf, he would say any food is good for healing.
Well, listen, German potato salad, if it works, it works. I mean, you know, in Puerto Rico, we ate rice and beans. So rice and beans was thought to be the thing that you use for any kind of injury. So we're always getting rice and beans, whatever works.
Yeah, Wolf, I'm sure it'll all help. It'll all help. The ribs will help. The potatoes will help.
Yes, exactly. Now, Doc, what about doing things like STEM, you know, the electricity, whatever they call the thing, you know, where they put the thing on the muscle and it makes it vibrate?
Yeah, that'll help activate the muscle again, right?
That's right. In the acute phase, the athletes are getting some STEM, they're getting some ice, they're getting some ultrasound, and then shortly thereafter, within a day or two, they start the strengthening phase. You want to be careful with too much stretching up front of hamstring injuries, because that can get athletes worse. You know, I see a lot of high school athletes come in with hamstrings that have been nagging them for a while, and when I ask them what's been going on, they say, well, the trainer's been stretching me or the coach has been stretching me, and it's just not getting any better. So part of what we figured out is strengthening and activation is the key, because at the end of the day, you want to get this better, live to train another day, live to play another day, and you got to expedite the process.
That's why I never stretched. I was totally against stretching. I mean, hey, you could pull a hammy while you're trying to stretch, right?
You're right. But stretching after the injury is a negative, right?
For the hamstrings, absolutely. Okay. Now you can prevent the injuries by stretching a little bit, Wolf. But hey, you know. I didn't stretch much either, and now I'm paying for it. I'm an old man.
Oh, that's right.
Wolf might get hurt trying to stretch.
Well, Doc, I want to thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate your input. We're going to get back to you next week, as we do every week, as we talk with Dr. Jose Ramirez Del Toro, Director of Sports Medicine and Spine Care with the Orthopedic Group. Doc, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next week. Okay, guys, we are going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to continue on in this. And remember, if you got a hammy out there, Doc said German potato salad, good stuff for you. All right, right here, 102.5 WDVE.
Hear what's happening with the Steelers directly from the players themselves.